living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So I have some really good news for you. On this day, at this very moment, I can with confidence say that calcium is safe for your heart. So just let that soak in for a moment. Because unfortunately, making the rounds again, are the results of a 2012 study that was published in the journal Heart. And about a year or so ago, this study produced some headlines in mainstream media that read, calcium increases heart disease risk, or calcium increases your risk of a heart attack and stroke. Now, when the study was first published and these headlines were making the rounds, I mean, we're talking Fox News, CNN, NBC, CBS, I mean, all the big news outlets were picking this up. Stop taking calcium. It's bad for your heart. You know, I did a segment, I think, a year or so ago about this. Life Extension Foundation wrote a nice rebuttal to this study. But unfortunately, the results of this study keep kind of showing up. And, you know, maybe not on the mainstream morning shows anymore, but on many internet sites. You know, I saw it just a couple weeks ago popping up on some website, pretty popular site actually. So I just wanted to take this moment right now to let you know that calcium is safe for your heart. Let me give you some background to the study. The authors were concerned because some, you know, smaller studies, some epidemiological studies in the past had shown that, you know, maybe taking calcium supplements isn't the best thing for your heart. So their objective was to prospectively evaluate the associations of dietary calcium intake and calcium supplementation and the risk on having a heart attack and a stroke, and also looking at just, you know, mortality, deaths related to the heart from calcium intake. They looked at participants in what was called the European Prospective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition Study. So they weren't even really looking at a heart study. They chose a study that had a lot of people, about close to 24,000 subjects were in this study. But they chose one that had nothing to do with the heart. This was a cancer study, as I said. The average age was 35 to 64 years, mostly men, a few women in there. And they were looking, what they decided to do was to take this group of people and start looking at calcium intake from both food and supplements and see if there really was some sort of cardiovascular disease risk. And then the results that they published was that after an average of 11-year follow-up time, there were 350-some-odd heart attacks, 260-some-odd strokes, and 260 people died from a documented heart issue. And what they found was that, and this is what they actually found, people that had the lowest amount of dietary and supplemental calcium intake had the lowest risk for having a heart attack. That's ultimately what they found. So again, let me repeat that. They found that people taking through diet and supplements the least amount of calcium had the lowest risk. Now, of course, when they wrote their conclusion, they kind of flipped it and they said users of calcium supplements had a statistically significant increased heart attack risk. They went on to say increasing calcium intake from diet might not confer significant cardiovascular benefits, while calcium supplements might actually raise the risk of a heart attack and should be taken with caution. Okay, so notice they didn't say stop taking it. This wasn't definitive. This wasn't even a heart study. This was a cancer nutrition study. But of course, from there, that headline was picked up. It was sensationalized all over the media. And unfortunately, it's starting to make the rounds again. And I think you're going to see it more often. I think you'll see some calcium is bad for your heart headlines in 2015. So let's talk about the problems with this study, because I'm gonna put the nail in the coffin for this. Now, I have to be careful. I've mentioned before that as a scientist and as a doctor, you know, what we understand to be true today is not always the case tomorrow. I mean, science is constantly changing, so I would never say that the case is closed. Calcium is safe for the heart. That's why I started this segment by saying, at this moment in time, on this wonderful, beautiful day, I can confidently say calcium is safe for your heart. But I'm always open to learning new things. But here's let's look at this study in particular, and let's talk about some of the problems. Okay, and this was published in the journal Heart in 2012. First of all, it wasn't a heart study. It was a cancer nutrition study. Okay, so they're doing a sub-analysis of a study that was designed to look at something totally different. That's number one. That's a problem. You don't want to have, you want to have, when you're studying something in science, you want it to be nice and clean. You want it to have a clear group of people who are coming in for a specific purpose. Sub-analysis is fine, but you never draw any definite conclusions off sub-analyses of another study. You just don't. Number two, this was a survey. They basically took these, close to 24,000 people in this cancer study and said, okay, who's taking calcium supplements, who's not? And they put them into those two broad groups, right? I'm oversimplifying, but that's basically what they did. Who's taking supplements? You fill out a little survey. They put you into a supplement user group. They put you into a calcium supplement user group and then a non-calcium supplement user group. And that's all they did. And then they just followed for heart disease issues like heart attack and stroke. They didn't follow up at all. You know, at the end of 11, they didn't go back and say, throughout the 11 years, they never really said, are you still taking your calcium supplements? Which ones are you taking? How much are you taking? They didn't ask any of those things. They just simply said, who's taking calcium right at this point in time? And that's all they did. So it was a survey, and it wasn't even a great survey. Number three, this is the third problem with this study. They didn't check vitamin D or vitamin K2 status. I mean, how many times have I talked about the importance of vitamin D and vitamin K2 when it comes to managing calcium properly? When you take calcium in, whether it's food or a supplement, it doesn't matter, okay? When calcium comes into your stomach and your small intestine, it requires vitamin D to absorb into your bloodstream. That's first. Once it's in your bloodstream, in order for it to be delivered ultimately to your bones where you want it to go, it requires vitamin K2. So if you are deficient in vitamin D, and you are deficient especially in vitamin K2, calcium doesn't go to your bones very well, and as a matter of fact, it sticks in the arteries. I know for a fact that I've been talking about this relationship between calcium, vitamin D, vitamin K2 for about 8 years now. Life extension probably for about 15 years. I've only been at life extension for 8 years. That's where I learned that important relationship. So we've been talking about this for a long time, and they never checked. They never looked at vitamin D and vitamin K2 status. You cannot do a calcium analysis. You cannot do a calcium study without also knowing about other vitamins like vitamin D and vitamin K2, and they never ask. As a matter of fact, remember those 17 heart disease risk factors that I talk about? Remember those? 17 heart disease risk factors. Low vitamin D and low vitamin K2 are two of those. Because if you're deficient in those important vitamins, calcium can get stuck in the arterial wall and increase the risk of heart disease and cardiovascular issues. We already knew that. So because they never checked that, we don't really know what's going on in these people who claim on a survey that they're taking calcium, assuming that they actually did take the calcium and assuming that they took it throughout the entire 11 years. It was never checked. You see the problems with this study? So at this point in time, there's a lot of good studies showing that calcium, when taken in conjunction with D and K2, is perfectly fine for your heart. And that's what I'm sticking to today. For Healthy Talk, I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.